Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We here at the Red Church like to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within us. Bless his holy and righteous name this morning. As you know, we here at the Red Church just want to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. And I tell you, our God getting us ready for that great day. Whom shall be able to stand in this last hour? As we can see, you know, time is winding up. And as I said, Jesus is soon to come and coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkles. How many of us going to not have spot and wrinkles in our garments in this last hour? I tell you, it's just so much going on, you know, from day to day and from moment to moment. You know, it's just so much going on. But we thank God today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do enter in with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise this morning. We're thankful unto you, and we bless your holy and righteous name on today, God. We pray, oh God, for the sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. We plead the blood of Jesus over every spirit that's not like you in this nation, God, the nation that have forgotten you, oh God. We're calling right wrong and wrong, right, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for those families on today that are in bereavement on today. We pray that you give them peace in the midst of the storm. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for those that are battling suicidal thoughts and those that are just depressed. And, oh God, we just pray for this nation, God. This nation that have forsaken your word, oh God. Your word is still truth, God. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path in this last hour, God. We pray on today for our speaker. Oh God, we pray that you would speak through her lips of clay on today. Think through her mind on today. We just thank you, God, because we still know that everything is going down but the word of God. It's the only place we have a hiding place is in the word of God, and we thank you for it on today. Lord, use us in a mighty way in this last and evil day. Help us to make a difference where it counts, oh God. Help us to stand, and having done all, to remain standing, for we know the soon coming King is soon to come, and he's coming back for a ready church. In Jesus' name we pray, and the devil's defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. God bless you on today. We thank God. As I said, we have a speaker with us on today. She's supposed to be here last week, but God knew, didn't he? I tell you. Good morning, Sister Wim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Lord.
Glad to be here this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, we just thank God for you being with us on today. Okay, we're gonna get it together here in Jesus' name. So much going
Amen.
On.
Amen.
In this last hour, we know that the enemy don't want the word to get out, you know, but we must contend for the faith. Ain't that right?
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Must contend for the faith. As I said, we're glad to have you with us this morning. You know, we've been running for Jesus a long time. I ain't got tired yet. How about you?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord,
you,
for
God.
Keeping us.
Well, anyway, we know that God got great and mighty things in store for the listener on today. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the church in this last hour. You know, so I'm just going to turn it over to you this morning, you know. God bless you. As we listen to the word of God go forth on today, we just turn it in your hand and let the Lord have his way. Okay? God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Truly, I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I just thank God for it. It's just a blessing to be here another day and to be able to share God's word. I thank God for the Ready Church, which has really been a blessing in my life. I thank God for the word that goes forth every week. I thank God in this last hour, it is so important that the saints of God get a hold of the word of God and run for your life. Because Satan's mission is to kill, steal, and to destroy. But God said that he came to give us life and that life through him more abundantly. And it's not the abundance of riches on today. The abundance of life is everlasting life, a life that never ends, a life to be with God forever. And I just thank God that's what I want for my life on today. I thank God our life is precious. You know, every moment that he gives us, it is very precious and not to be wasted. And we just thank God for just being here on today to be able to still hear a true word of God on today. I thank God for the word. I thank God for your ministry. I thank God for you still holding on to truth and sharing truth in these last and evil days. God, continue to give us spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us. And not just any spirit, but the Spirit of the Lord. I just thank God this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, God, for the opportunity to share your word. I pray that you'll continue to think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay, God. Let everything that I say and do be pleasing in your sight and be lined up in your word, oh God. I just thank you and praise you for just continuing to use my life to be a light to those that sit in darkness and obscurity, oh God. I thank you for the word of God on today. I pray that you would just continue to have your way, oh God, not my will, but thy will be done in everything that I say and do. In Jesus' name I pray, and to God be the glory this morning. Thank you, Jesus. So this morning we want to talk about the spirit of Lucifer. The spirit of Lucifer. And how this spirit has crept into the house of God on today. The spirit of Lucifer is the spirit of rebellion. And we know what the Bible says about rebellion. Rebellion is as the spirit of witchcraft. And we know that the spirit of Lucifer is in our world, but it has also crept in our church. And when I looked up the word crept this morning, it means to move slowly and carefully in order to avoid being heard or noticed. So we're going to go to Jude this morning, and we're going to start at verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God, the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. There are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord and our Lord Jesus Christ. I would therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he have reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 11:4. So here the Bible is telling us that there were certain men that crept into the house of God unaware. We want to go to 2 Corinthians 11:14 because we're trying to figure out what is spirit of Lucifer. How did it creep into the house of God? So 2 Corinthians 11:14. 2 Corinthians, we're going to go to verse 13, says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers. So the word here tells us that Satan also has ministers of unrighteousness, like God has ministers of righteousness. So let's go to Matthew 7:16-20. These ministers of Satan have crept into the house of God, but how did they creep in? They didn't come in as ministers of unrighteousness. They crept in as ministers of righteousness, and they have deceived the church today. Okay, so the Bible tells us, how can you say this morning, Sister Earlene, that these men are ministers of unrighteousness? Because the Bible tells us in Matthew 7, let's go there this morning. Matthew 7:16-20. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the host of the Ready Church. She was talking about how signs point to things. When you're in a ministry, you're in a church, you have to look at the signs. You have to not only listen to what people are saying, but what are they doing in the church? As you sit there, you have to be very alert in this last hour, because as the Bible just told us, Satan ministers can transform themselves into the angels of light. But you got to look at their works. What are they doing? Their fruit this morning, Matthew 7:16. We're going to go there. I thank God for the word. Everything that we need is in the word of God this morning. 7:14 says, 16, I'm sorry. Okay, go to verse 15, says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. They look like a sheep. But what does the Bible say? But inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit, by their lifestyle. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistle? Verse 17 says, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you should know them. The Bible makes it clear. Look at their lifestyle. Look at what they are doing. Look at what they are saying. Look at what they are going. Look at the things that these ministers are into. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so it says you should know them by their fruit. Let's go to Galatians 5:19-26. The spirit of Lucifer has crept into the church. And we're going to look at Galatians 5:19-26. Thank you, Lord. Okay. 16 says, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if you be led of the spirit, you are not under the law. Verse 19 gives us a list of the works of the flesh. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lavishness, unbridled lust in the church. Fornication is going on in the church. Adultery is going on in the church. Uncleanliness is going on in the church. Idolatry, they're worshiping all types of gods, Greek gods. I looked up some gods this morning. There are like 22 different gods that people are worshiping. As the body of Christ, we should be worshiping the true and the living God. These are not ministers of righteousness. These are ministers of Satan this morning. They are worshiping all these types of idol gods. He says there's witchcraft going on in the church. They're calling out the spirit of Ashtaroth in the atmosphere, putting witchcraft on the people to manipulate them and deceive them into doing what they want them to do. This is not of God this morning. Hatred, variance, immaculations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, drunkenness. People are drinking, saying Jesus drunk wine. Oh, we can drink wine, we can drink, we can party, we can fornicate, we can do whatever we want to do in this last hour. The devil's a liar. The spirit of Lucifer has crept into the house of God. He says, in the latter part of verse 21, this ought to stick to your heart this morning. He says, and such like of the which I tell you before. God said, now I done told you before, and I'm going to tell you again, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. God said, I already told you, if you're doing these things, you are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. That's what we live this life for. That's our prize at the end of this life, to inherit the kingdom of God, to be with God forever. But God says in his word, if you are partaking in any of these things, you shall not enter into the kingdom of God this morning. What's more precious than our soul this morning? Nothing is more precious than our soul. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? Thank you, Jesus. He said, you shall not enter into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is righteousness, not unrighteous. How can God let an unrighteous person enter into the kingdom of God? It would go against his word this morning. This is serious. This is a serious time. Your soul is at stake. Get back to the Bible. The host on the Ready Church continue warns us, get back to the Bible. Get back to truth. Go back to the beginning of the Bible. Read the whole Bible. Don't just start in the middle of it. Go back to the beginning of the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So if you are in a church where these types of activities are going on and you become a participator in these things, because a lot of times people would sit back and say, well, the pastor is doing it, so it must be okay. No, the pastor is held to the same standard of the Word of God as we are. The Bible says, do not follow. Stop following them if they're not following Christ. If you see the pastor and the pastor is participating in the things that the Word of God told him not to, do not follow him or her. Thank you, Jesus. God. Thank you, God. And sometimes we don't see any wrong in a person because we say, oh, that's the man of God. But what God is this man really serving? There are many gods that the Bible tells us that are in the world today. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians 8. Thank you, Jesus. So you got to know who the person that you are following, who are they really following? Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 8. Verses 5. We're going to start at 4. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered and sacrificed unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us as the saints of God, he said, but to us there is but one God, the true and the living God. That's the only God we should be following, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. So therefore, the Bible is telling us we should not be serving idols. We should not be serving nothing but the true and the living God this morning. So you need to know what type of gods these people are following. They have the Alpha Kappa, and they have all these types of sorority and fraternities in the house of God, doing their signs in the house of God when it should not be done. They got the Masons. They got the Eastern Stars, the New Order of Tents. All of these people are in the house of God, and they're serving idol gods. They're not serving the true and the living God. So we need to know who we are following this morning. There are 22 gods with the little g that people are worshiping today. So the spirit of Lucifer has crept in the church by these ministers of Satan that came in pretending to be angels of light and ministers of righteousness, but were ministers of unrighteousness. But the Bible warns us in 2 Corinthians 2:11. Thank you, Jesus. It says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. As saints, we should not be ignorant of Satan's devices, because the Bible clearly gives us what we need to fight our enemy this morning, the Word of God. We have to use the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Satan cannot take an advantage of us unless we are not reading the Word of God for ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices? How does he get the advantage when he gets us not to believe in God or in his word? 2 Corinthians 4, that's how he gets the advantage, when he brings doubt. And you start doubting what God said. Well, did God really say that? Well, no, I don't know. Get in the word of God for yourself and find out if God said it. You can't take these people behind these pulpits for every word that they say. They are not preaching truth on today. 2 Corinthians 4:1. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for the word. Why did God give the ministry? Why did God give the ministry for? And hear the word of God and do like the word said, to renounce some things in our life. Renounce means to forsake sin and reject the sin in our life. But if you go to church and they are not saying that, if they're saying sin is okay, then they are not teaching sound doctrine. Now, if the word here says for us to renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, renounce sin, but if you're going in the church and they say, oh, it's okay to fornicate, it's okay to drink, you can drink a little wine, it's okay to still go out and party, then they're not giving you sound doctrine. It's contrary. It's going against what the word of God says. We should no longer be walking. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We should no longer be walking in dishonesty. The word dishonesty means you're using the spirit of deception to deceive someone. See, your dishonesty may be hid from a person, but not from God, who sits high and looks low. Let's go to Ephesians 4:25. Thank God. I'm just trying to give you the word of God this morning. Thank you, Jesus. That's what has helped me in my walk, with the word of God. Thank you, Lord. I would not be able to stand today if I had not heard sound doctrine being preached to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I would not be here today. I would have not been able to be delivered from drugs and alcohol and the things of this world. But because of God's word, I'm still standing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have to renounce sin that's in your life. Thank you, Jesus, to be free. You have to hear the word of faith. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God, and not just hear it one time. You have to continue to hear the word. Keep the word in your ear every day. Your Bible every day. Read the word for yourself. You have to have a personal relationship with God this morning. It's a personal walk. It really is a personal walk between you and the Lord. So you have to know the word of God for yourself, because when you hear untruth, it'll register in your heart that that's not truth. That's not sound doctrine, you know. And I just thank God, because I was taught sound doctrine by a preacher of righteousness. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for Pastor Harris. I thank God for him. Thank God for everything you taught me. Thank you, Jesus. Because I know truth versus untruth this morning, because I sat and I heard, and I didn't only hear it, but I received the word whether it was a word of chastisement, whether it was a word of peace, of healing, of deliverance, I received the word with joy and with gladness, and I thank God for that this morning. Thank you, Jesus. So, God, Ephesians 4:25, we're going to go there. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord this morning. Thank you, Jesus. It says, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Thank you, Jesus. So as a minister, you have to speak the truth, not lying to God's people. You have to speak truth to them so that they can get what they need for their own personal life. It's such a sad state to see the church on today. There's so many people are battling so many things, but they are going into church and they are coming out the same way because they are not receiving what they need for their lives. And it's such a sad state to see the state of the church on today. Thank you, Jesus. The spirit of Lucifer has crept in a church by the spirit of lying. The host of the Ready Church blog talk last week talked about watch your mouth. People are lying. They're saying God said something when God did not say it. They are lying to you. Amend your ways. Change your ways. Live according to the word of God. If you know you're not living according to the word of God, then amend your ways. Get in a hurry for your life. Time is short. Your life is like a vapor. It appears just for a moment. We don't know what death is. We don't know when God is coming back for us. Amend your ways and get in a hurry. John 8:44. See, these are not ministers of God this morning. These are ministers of Satan, and he's using them to destroy God's church and his people. John 8:44 says, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abhorred not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. When they're speaking, they're not speaking the word of God. They're speaking a word out of their own heart that's not even nowhere close to the word of God. But people are receiving it and eating it up. Thank you, God. We're going to go to Jeremiah 23. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 23:1 says, woe be to the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastor, saith the Lord. Why is God's sheep so scattered now in this last hour? Why are people's lives so scattered? We're going to go to John 10. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to find out why God's people are so scattered. Keep your hand in Jeremiah 2, but we're going to go to John 10. John 10. And one says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but clambeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep heareth his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Why are God's sheep so scattered? Because they no longer know the voice of God. What is the voice of God? The voice of God is the word of God. They no longer hear the word, read the word, pray the word, study in the word. because they're listening to the voice of a stranger now. They're not listening to the voice of God. See, these men crept in and they came in, and their gospel is the gospel of prosperity. They came in, you know, offering up prosperity, and that's why the people no longer know the voice of God this morning. Jesus still calling out to them, and they can't even hear him this morning. Their eyes are so set on the things of this world, the materialistic things of this world. They're looking at the men in these in the pulpits and how they have all this stuff and how they're selling them such false hope and false dreams, saying you can have the same thing. But what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? They might be profiting this materialistic thing, but to lose your own soul, when you got to stand before the true and the living God and give an account for the things that you've done in this world, in this life, you got to give an account. Them ministers are not going to be there with you. They're going to have to give an account, and you're going to have to give an account for your own life. Jeremiah 23 verses 16, 17, and 18. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 23. Says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord have said. They despise God, but then you're going to say the Lord have said, and God said he have not said it. They say still unto them that despise me, oh, the Lord have said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who have stood in the counsel of the Lord and have received and heard his word? Who have marked his word and heard it? They said, you're going to have peace when there's not going to be any peace until Jesus returns unto this world. How can they say there's going to be peace in this world? This world is full of chaos and confusion. There is no peace in this to the unrighteous person. Only God can give you peace. God gives peace to his own children, to his own people. We have peace in the midst of everything that's going on around in this world because we have God. We have Jesus Christ in our life. That's how you get peace in the midst of chaos. Not because these men are filling you with vain thoughts and giving you vain words that amount to nothing. What they say amounts to nothing. But what God says, his word should not return unto him. Boy, it's going to accomplish whatever he sent it forth to do. And I'm a living witness. God's word is true. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't take 12 steps. I took one step to Christ and asked Christ to come in my life and deliver me from the spirit of crack cocaine. People are still battling drugs and alcohol that I know. But because I asked God to come in and I took God at his word, God is a deliverer. God is a healer. God is a savior. I asked God to save me and deliver me. And God did. And I'm grateful to him on today. Thank you, Jesus. And fill me with his word. When the drugs came and I could not remember. But I thank God on today. He said, I will renew your mind. I said, God, you said you will renew my mind in your word. I was so frustrated from losing thoughts. But God renewed my mind. I asked God. I took him at his word. I read his word. I wanted to understand enough his word for myself so that when I came out of church,
I will have something to keep me from falling. And I thank God for his word on today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just pray that the word that is being shared on the Ready Church will help someone on today. Open the eyes of your heart on today. Receive the word of God. Don't harden your heart. Don't reject the word. The word is here to help you. That's all this ministry is trying to do, is to help people to know that Jesus Christ is coming again. Receive the word. Apply the word to your life and watch the word work for you. I know it's been working for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I get excited about the word of God because I know the word of God is truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We're at Jeremiah 23. We read that already. Thank you, God. They have become vain in their imaginations. Thank you, Jesus. Come vain in our imaginations because these ministers started promoting prosperity to the church instead of preaching the gospel. Our eyes got off of God, and we began to look to man for the answers to our life and not God. But God is telling us all to get back to the Bible, and not just any Bible, because the devil has his footprints in the Bible, but the King James Bible, the one you started off with. There is a beginning and an ending in the Bible, just like there is a beginning and an ending to our life. So read the Bible, because Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Thank you, God. He also said in John 8:31, let's turn near, I think that's our last scripture. On 8:31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. If you have stopped reading your word because of the lies the devil has whispered in your ears, get back to the Bible and read the word for yourself. While it is said today, today, if you hear my voice, harden not your hearts as in provocation, because they would not hear, all did not make it out of Egypt, and all that will not hear will not make it out of hell. Hell is a real place. So if you don't hearken and listen to the word of God when it's being preached, the true word of God, then hell going to be your home. If we don't repent and get back to the Bible, repent, 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 for the kingdom of God is at hand. God bless you. This is Sister Earlene from the YouTube channel, The Gospel of Jesus Christ, and to God be the glory this morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I had to put myself on mute, girl. Yes, Lord, I was on mute, but I was praising the Lord. I said, we want them to hear every word, every word.
Lord.
And God wants to say to our hearts today, we know that time is winding up and Jesus is soon to come. And you poured out your heart to God. We could feel it as you were speaking
Thank
and going
you,
forth
Jesus.
In the word of God. And that's something that we don't
Thank
hear
you,
today.
God.
You know, people not preaching the
yes,
word
yes.
of God and not pouring out their heart before God. And you was telling them, you know, you should know them by their fruit. And you also explained to
yes,
them who
Lord.
Is Lucifer. I mean, people are really
yes.
worshiping the devil and have no
yes,
fear
Lord.
Of God. This nation have fallen. But, Lord, I thank you for your word on today. I thank him. I thank him. Like I said, I didn't want no distraction. We didn't need nothing to be heard but the word. I said, Lord, I had put myself on mute. And while you were preaching, I was amen with this thing. But I didn't want no distraction. I want everybody to hear the word of God. It's important that you hear in this last hour. You don't need any distraction. You know, nothing to get in your way that you can't hear Jesus, hear his voice. In this last hour, because the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy your life. This is a life-sustaining word. She told you how the Lord has kept her, how he brought her, how he taught her. And we thank God for her on today. And we pray that something that she said today will touch your heart, stir your heart, amend your ways, and run for your life.
Yes, Lord.
For the soon
thank
coming
you,
King
Jesus.
Is soon to come. And he's coming back for a ready church. And we here at the ready church just want to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints. And we must stand on that same word. It's not a new word. It's not a new gospel. But it's only the gospel of Jesus Christ today. And we must continue to stand on that so that we can be saved and we can help others to come to Christ before it's too late. Come to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
While you have a chance, because you may not have this chance anymore. Any day, you know, every day we need to say, Lord, search me. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. Find anything. You know, we all got some things, anything. Like we say, God. You don't care where you've been or what you've done. God is still a healer, saver, and a deliverer on today. And we at Ready Church just want to make a difference where it counts. And right now we're going to ask her to lead us in prayer and as we close. And we pray that you've been blessed from the word of God. We know you've been blessed. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church in this last hour. I mean, there's so much going on with music and, you know, distraction and entertainment and all that. People can't hear the word. We want you to hear every word that God has to say to you today. So that you may be saved.
Yes,
turn
Lord.
It in your hands,
thank you,
dear.
Jesus. Thank you, God. Father
thank
God,
you,
in the
God.
Name of
thank
Jesus.
You.
Lord God, we thank you for the word of God on today, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that we would apply the word of God which we have heard. God, that the word would be a life-changing word for us on today, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, and we just, Lord, say, search us on today, oh God. Search us, examine our lives, God, to see whether or not we're really walking in the faith of God, God. We pray for the spirit of Lucifer that has entered into the church, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, over every spirit that's in the church on today, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over these ministers that are promoting prosperity, God, and not the gospel of Jesus Christ on today, God. We pray for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they will repent and say, because the kingdom of God is at hand, oh God, that these people, that you would unstop their deaf ears,
yes,
oh God, that you would open their
Lord.
Blinded eyes, that they would see, God, that the things
God.
That are being said to
Hallelujah.
Them are not right
Praise
on today.
You,
in the mighty name of Jesus, we plead
the
blood
of
Jesus,
Jesus.
Over
blood
every
of
spirit
Jesus.
That has crept into the house of
every
God
spirit.
On today that is not of God,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
We just plead the blood of Jesus over this nation that has turned their hearts
yes,
away
Lord.
From truth, God, that they return
yes,
back to truth before time is
yes,
too late,
Lord.
God. And I thank you
yes,
for the
Lord.
Ready church on today, God.
Thank
I pray
you,
to continue to minister to the speaker and the host
yes,
on today
Lord.
That you will continue to
yes,
preach
Lord.
Truth in these last and these
yes,
evil
Lord.
Days, oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
And continue to give us spiritual
yes,
ears, God, to hear what the
yes,
Spirit
Lord.
Of
yes,
the Lord,
Lord
has to say, even in the midst
yes,
of chaos
Lord.
And confusion, God. Let us
yes,
still
Lord.
Hear your small, still
hear
voice.
Your
And we
yes,
thank
Lord.
And we praise you on today, God. And to God be
yes,
the glory.
Lord.
In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, and the devil's
Amen.
Defeated.
Defeated.
God is
God
exalted.
Is exalted. The
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit
is still present. And Jesus,
and Jesus Christ,
Christ is still Lord.
Is still Lord. Oh, yes. Amen. God bless you, dear.
God bless you, too.
Right. Ready, church.